Good morning. We know so little about the woman in today's gospel reading. We do know, according to this passage, she was a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. We don't know her age or her name, other than Jesus calling her a daughter of Abraham. But Jesus called her over. He approached her. How did she react to this? We don't really know. She had been so much on my mind that I thought I'd try to step into her shoes for a little while and imagine what her thoughts might have been. It was extraordinary, really. I mean, I didn't even know Jesus was going to be teaching at the synagogue this week. I only wanted to come in from the heat and hear the word of the Lord. I waited until all the others were in their usual places before I slipped in the back. I knew that some of the women would look down their noses at me, but I was past caring about what others thought of me. I knew that some people were convinced I had committed some terrible sin to have suffered for as long as I had. 18 years. My back has been bent for 18 long, painful years. I could walk with a stick to lean on, but I could never stand up straight. I couldn't look you in the eye or see the stars at night. If I craned my neck, I could see what lay ahead of me in the street, but that took a lot of effort, and the pain was just unbearable. But I had resigned myself to being bent. I managed. So on that Sabbath, when I slipped into the back of the synagogue behind the other women, I wasn't expecting much more than to rest in a cool place while I listened to the readings from the law and the prophets. When I heard a strange voice speaking, I tried to look up to see who was teaching. I knew it wasn't our regular rabbi. It was some visiting teacher, someone who spoke with authority, but also with kindness in his voice. It was good teaching, too. I actually understood most of what he was saying as he explained the scriptures in words that were simple yet somehow profound at the same time. As this new teacher spoke, I felt, I don't know how to describe it. Peaceful isn't the right word, but there was peace in it. I know what it was. I felt loved. The other women were whispering about him. I caught a name, Jesus of Nazareth, and I remembered hearing about this man. Suddenly, everything got quiet. Jesus had stood and was walking into the room, past all the men in front, through the women, and right to me. I was so embarrassed. I had tried so hard to slip in quietly so no one would notice me. And this Jesus fellow was calling out to me, making everyone look right at me. Woman, he said, you are set free from your ailment. All at once, I felt the pain go away and my back loosened up. When I looked up, he was reaching out toward me. And the look on his face was so kind, so full of compassion. He wasn't trying to embarrass me. He actually cared about me. Then he put his hands on my shoulders, and it was like a lightning bolt had struck. Such warmth and tenderness. My back straightened up for the first time in 18 years. And I stood up straight. What else could I do? I shouted, praise God. I didn't ask him to do it. I wasn't even hoping for healing. But he came to me right where I was and put his hands on me, and I stood up straight. He touched me, something no one else had ever done. They were all afraid that touching me would make them unclean. So for 18 years, people had been careful to stay away from me. But when Jesus touched me, it was as if he welcomed me back into life. He made me feel clean again. When the woman's back was straightened out, Jesus was straightening out the broken tradition at the same time. All those present in the synagogue that day erupted into joy and praised God as they rejoiced at the woman's freedom. She was loosed to experience God's joy. This is what happens when we privilege people over the usual protocol. She was free to be who God had called her to be, and this caused others to rejoice as well. Martin Luther King Jr. put it this way: I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. And when we are freed ourselves, may we recognize the call to free others who are bound by systems and structures and religious philosophies and laws and ideologies and economies and stereotypes, so that they might be restored to full human dignity and experience the joy of God. The privilege of personhood means you may encounter people who are in need because they are bent over by the weight of life and need a freeing and loving word or a caring touch. Something small may represent something big, like the kingdom of God. That might be the very thing that will cause them to stand up straight again and live a life of praise and joy, so that we all can stand up and receive the joy of God in the world. May we stand up until this nation lives out the true meaning of its creed, that all people are created equal. May we stand up until the day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin or their sexual orientation or their ethnicity, but by the content of their character. Stand up and let freedom ring, when we will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." And then the formerly crippled woman will not be the only one set free. Amen.